Erratic pulses are causing friendly dogs to become murderous and kind strangers to pull weapons. With $25,000 on the line, just how far will the pulse make people go? We'll find out just after this.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, I'm Fred Greenhalgh, your host of Undertow, Realm's podcast delving into the weird and the wicked. I'm also the creator of the series we're hearing, The Pulse. We're following our recurring characters, Alex Keyes and Zoe McIntyre, as they have left the werewolf-thick town of Langley, Maine, for the seemingly sleepy town of Moosehaven. But things are not right in Moosehaven. A horrible pulse keeps going off, which drives people to embrace their inner devils. And just how dangerous might things get? We'll find out today in episode 2 of The Pulse.
Alex, get on! Hurry!
The engine's dead. Come on! Damn it!
I know your type. Always trying to take what ain't rightly yours.
No!
All right, stand down, puppy dog.
Come back!
Come on!
Cletus, Rufus!
You should have let me take the shot.
No need, Decker.
Thank you. I don't know what... He was so nice yesterday.
I'm glad we were passing by. I'm Ollie. Over here is Mr. Decker and Professor Covington.
I'm Zoe, and this is...
Alex! Small world! How have you
Ollie?
Been?
Hey.
Well, if it isn't the inimitable Alexandra Keys. Chasing meteorites as well as conspiracies now?
What I'm doing here is none of your business, Roop.
You two know each other?
Yes.
No.
I'm quite familiar with her body of work.
Let's go.
I have to swap out a spark plug. Won't take but a second. I saw spares in the hatch earlier.
You shouldn't be here. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, you never know what kind of cretin might pop up out of nowhere.
I'm speaking more to the risk of radiation.
From a meteorite? Please. You're just trying to scare us off so you can collect the prize yourself. Excuse me.
Suit yourself.
Sorry, little guy. I didn't mean what I said. You're the world's best detector.
Is that the Malleus 221B? Well... That does bring back memories.
Are we ready?
Back in business.
I'll drive. Scooch back.
Thank you all again. Your timing couldn't have been better.
Who was that?
One of the professor's old TA flings.
Did I ask you to provide trivia or to carry my equipment?
I just...
Keep your mouth shut when the grown-ups are talking.
Sorry, I didn't think...
Take a walk, Ollie.
Whatever.
Mr. Decker, those girls are not to be harmed, am I understood?
Best hope you get the object under control before it hits meltdown,
but
then.
But, Mr. Decker...
My orders come straight from the board. I'm here to contain any spillage from your fuck-up. Which reminds me, I should go shoot the dogs.
Forget the dogs. The effects have already passed.
For now, the pulses are getting stronger. You want to avoid collateral damage? I advise you hurry the fuck up.
Well, today officially sucked.
It wasn't all bad. I mean, we ended up here. Lakeside view. Private beach all to ourselves.
I'm not complaining. Well, Technically, I was. But I'll stop now. I'm actually enjoying this adventure, despite all the craziness.
Same. And we could still find it tomorrow.
We will still find it tomorrow.
Cheers to that.
My dad would have loved this trip. This is the sort of adventure he used to take me on all the time as a kid. Roswell, camping near Area 51, all sorts of places.
All alien-themed?
Not all, but most. Back in the 80s, he had what he was reluctant to call an encounter alongside my uncle. They somehow lost 6 hours on the road to Phoenix and have no idea what happened. He didn't talk about it, lest people think he was crazy like his brother, who ended up in an asylum. He was always quietly researching, though. I suppose I talk about this stuff so much because he never could.
Well, to your father.
The best dad who ever dadded.
I don't think we're alone.
Right? I mean, how can you look up at the vastness of space laid out above us and think there's nothing else out there?
No, I mean, we're not alone in the woods. Look over there. A flashlight beam over there. Campfire smoke over those trees. And that way, too.
Probably just the same hooligans as last night. Let them come. They're all searching the wrong side of the hills anyway.
True. Do you really think we'll find it tomorrow?
Totally.
Hang on. Something's...
I can't.
There. I think it's gone. Alex, what are you doing?
We can't wait until morning. There's too many people looking. We have to go back right now.
It's pitch dark.
We have flashlights. We have to go now, Zoe. Right now. What if someone else finds it? Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Let's go!
Sweetie, no!
God damn it, Zoe! Why don't you ever listen to me? I know what I'm doing!
Get down!
We have to find the meteorite!
Stay down!
Let go of me!
Not until you... Those camps are shooting at each other. Look at the muzzle flashes!
Holy shit!
You okay?
Better now. Sorry, I don't know what happened.
I do. Whatever got you all scrambled did the same to the folks down there. The worst seems to be over now. I'm gonna kill the fire just in case.
Yeah, good call. Let me help.
Got another one up ahead.
Yeah, I see it.
In the tent!
No, the bushes! Quick!
What do we have here?
Beer's still cold. Coal's still hot.
Uh-huh.
Anybody home? Little pigs, let me in.
Merle?
Son of a bitch. All right, nothing here anyway. Back to camp. Let's go. Move.
Whoa.
That was intense. And I thought werewolves were bad. Oh, it's already getting warm out. I think we're in for a hot afternoon.
Aw, losing the beanie? Now you'll be in real trouble when the aliens try to abduct us.
I'll just have to roll the dice on that one. You getting anything?
It's still showing elevated EMF levels everywhere, but nowhere in particular. Either this thing's broken or there's something strange going on.
No, my money's on door B. It doesn't mean it's connected to the meteorite. We're what, 2 miles from that old Air Force base?
Yeah. The readings were a little higher when we were over by the base the other day. I kind of want to go back now and see if the EMF levels keep rising as we get closer to the base. Did you hear that?
Sounded like a sick moose.
This way!
Is that... a person tied to that tree?
What the... Ollie? Zoe, your pocket knife!
Stay still. I'll cut you free. Poor guy's covered in leeches and bug bites.
Is this real? Is this real? I keep dreaming someone saves me and I'm waking up and I'm still trapped in the bush.
Ollie, it's me, Alex. This is real.
Promise me, please, I can't do this. I can't.
Scout's honor.
Easy there, you're burning up. Let me get that hat off.
No, leave it on. I need it for the next, we need to go now. This isn't safe.
No one's going to take your hat, Ollie. We're just trying to help.
Our camp's right over that ridge. Can you walk?
I think so.
Okay. Here we are. Have a seat by the fire pit. I'll grab the first aid kit.
Get them off me!
Wait. You can't just yank leeches off. They'll vomit bacteria-laden blood back into your open wound, which can lead to infection. Or their mouth parts might rip off and stay embedded, which you don't want. They'll eventually drink so much blood that they bloat and drop off on their own,
Please stop talking.
You know how to remove these things?
Yep. We used to swim in Clark's Pond as kids.
Ew.
It was cleaner back then, somewhat. But if you swam too far up the bank, you'd come back with your legs covered in leeches.
Get them off me!
I'm trying to find a... Fine, I'll just use my nails. Stay still.
You're not going to touch those. Oh, hell no. I'm out. I'll be in the tent bleaching my eyes if anyone needs me.
Here we go. Okay. One down. 85 to go. While I'm doing this, how about you tell me a story that ends with you tied to a tree covered in leeches?
Decker got caught in the pulse last night.
The what now?
Okay, they won't tell me anything, but we've been tracking a series of EMF pulses since that object came down, and I don't know, they seem to get people all riled up and crazy, and the pulses are getting stronger, so...
Who sent you?
The professor said it was through the university, but when we got here, that scary guy Deckard was waiting for us at the airport. I never heard them say Malleus.
Malleus?
Did he just say Malleus?
You didn't hear that from me.
This Decker guy was sent by them.
I thought we were on another archaeological field trip or something. Instead, I'm in the woods with some sort of black ops psycho sent from corporate who casually suggests murdering everything that looks at him weird. But I'm not in too deep, so...
Sorry.
Look, Professor Covington is terrified of him, and as Alex can tell you, he doesn't scare easy.
Professor Covington is Roop?
I wouldn't call him that, but Alex, well... Look, after last night's pulse, Decker threatened to kill my daughter and chased me through the swamps before tying me up and leaving me to die. And I didn't even do anything. Ow!
Sorry.
All right, I'm recording. Now, Ollie, you're going to tell us everything you know about this object.
How's the patient?
He'll be all right. Just cleaning up at the lake. He's still a little shaken up.
Understandable. I can't even imagine. As soon as he's ready, I'll run him back to town and gas up the quad while I'm there.
I'll hang here if that's cool. It'll give me a chance to record a segment.
Not a word about Malleus until we actually know what's going on. Promise me.
Zoe, if they're involved...
If they're involved, you'll tell that story in its entirety after learning what the story is. What we're not going to do is tip them off that we know something while we're wandering around the same remote woods as their company enforcer. Promise me.
I promise... You believe Ollie? I mean, about him not knowing jack shit about what the object actually is?
I mean, short of torturing the guy again, yeah. I take him at his word. I mean, he's just the hired help, not the ringleader. So, when were you planning to tell me about Rupert? Or should I say Roop?
I'm sorry, I should have said something. But it was a lifetime ago. I was in college, and he was my professor, and he had a certain Indiana Jones vibe. Whoa!
So, why did you lie to me yesterday?
I didn't lie.
I asked you straight up if you knew each other.
I don't know him anymore.
Don't pull that linguistic shell game crap with me, Alex. You lied to me.
Because I thought you would react like this.
What is that supposed to mean?
You look down on me. You always have.
Oh, bullshit.
It's true, and you know it's true. You think I'm stupid.
No, actually, I think you're smart, but you believe in stupid things. There's a difference.
Feels the same to me.
Oh, hey guys, I forgot
to
tell you about
the stupidest thing I believe in, Zoe. Was it the time I told you there were werewolves in Langley? Remind me how that one turned out.
Yeah.
The only reason we're out here is that you want to beat your old boyfriend. You saw him on the news and just had to drag me into this, ruining my vacation to settle a vendetta against some man you used to screw. Tell me I'm wrong.
Zoe, no.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm just gonna wait over here.
Okay, kinda. Sorta. But it wasn't about that. It was...
I knew it. Did it ever occur to you that maybe I had plans for this weekend?
Don't be so selfish. It's like 3 days. I'm trying to save my show.
I threw away my weekend on some wild rock chase, and now we're surrounded by woodland psychopaths. Who's the selfish one, Alex?
See, this is what I mean. You think you're so much better than me.
You know what? I'm not doing this. I'm going to run Ollie back to town and gas up. I'll be back in an hour.
Fine. Take your time. I can finally focus on my work for once.
God, what is taking him so long?
Ollie!
I'm here.
Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just two visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just two movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a three-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just two visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24. Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
What the hell? Parking lot is hot. Wait, are those food trucks?
What? This can't be right. $50 a gallon for gas?
Their problem.
Jesus, no, sir, no problem. That's fine. Just fill it, please. And the can in the back. Here's my card. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Lloyd? Is that you?
No. Stay back.
Get those dogs away
Clitus,
from me.
Clitus, Rufus, settle down now. Settle down. Ma'am, please. I owe you a terrible apology. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what happened out there. I know it sounds like a cop-out to say I wasn't myself, but I just thought if I found that rock, I could get caught up on the mortgage, and that thought just kept getting louder and louder until it was all I heard. I'm ashamed of my conduct, ma'am.
It's all good. We're in a hurry and can't really talk, but everything's fine.
I just feel so awful.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to take your dogs and go right now. Don't stop and pack. Get in your truck and drive. Find a hotel in Simpson Falls and stay there until this all blows over.
Ma'am, I don't...
Repeat it back.
Take the dogs and go. Stay out of town until this all blows over.
Go now, before the next pulse.
All right, I'm going. But hey, what happened to that girlfriend of yours?
We had a fight.
It's not my place to say nothing, but you have something good going on there. Don't let bad things fester.
You're right, it's not your place.
Take care. Please, Rufus, come on.
My car's right over there. Oh, no. What the hell is wrong with people?
Oh, my God.
They went all zombie apocalypse on this thing. Jesus. Oh, and it was a rental, too.
Oh, and the professor's name, I hope.
Ooh, luckily they weren't smart enough to take these.
More tinfoil hats?
Well, they're designed to protect from the EMF pulses. Like mine? It's not much use up close, but they help at a distance. Decker went crazy last night because he got caught without his when the pulse hit.
The Faraday beanie. That's why the pulse affected me today and not before. I wasn't wearing it. Tinfoil hats actually work. I will never hear the end of this from... Alex. Come on, baby. Pick up. Pick up, pick up. Please, baby, pick up.
You've reached the one and only Alex Keys. Do your thing at the thing.
Alex, my beanie is in the tent next to my pillow. I need you to put it on right now. Please. I'm sorry about before. I didn't mean it. I'll explain everything when I get back. Hang tight. I'll be there in 20 minutes. I love you. Ali, you have to help us find this object and we'll give you a ride back to Simpson Falls tonight. Maybe even split the prize money with you.
Are you insane? I am not going back into those woods. Neither should you.
Well, I am. And as crazy as it may be out there, what do you think is going to happen around here when the next pulse hits?
Right up. Shotguns and body armor. Buy 3 packs of shells. Get 1 free.
Zoe, wait up.
This is Ellsworth Annie on WILD, Maine Pirate Radio, reporting to you live from Moose Haven, Maine, where we've got some wild happenings, as everyone and their mother's cousin are vying to get their sweaty hands on the prize that fell from the skies. There are reports in from Callis General of multiple gunshot injuries treated after last night's shootout at Bear Creek. $25,000 sounds pretty good to old Annie, but I think I'll stay safe and warm in the comfort of my secret hideout. Especially with what looks to be a nasty storm rolling on in tonight. For those chasing celestial gold, be careful out there. And, you know, if you do find it, hey, feel free to kick a little something my way for being your trusty co-pilot on your trek through the Pine Tree State. Next up, we'll be taking a walk on the wild side.
Come on, hurry.
I'm right behind you. Uh-oh.
Whoa, you feel that?
Yep.
Oh, shit!
Whoa.
We gotta move. We gotta move now. Excuse me. Sorry.
You got a problem?
So sorry. Excuse us. Just trying to get through.
Hey, I ain't done with you.
Ow. Let go. That hurts.
Yeah, that was the idea.
We do not have time for this. Let him go.
You son of a bitch.
Whoa. Go.
Are you insane?
This way. Uh-huh. Between cars. Okay, it's a straight shot to the quad from here.
John, I can't do this.
Me neither, but we have to, so we're going to. Straight line, low, and fast.
Oh, I can't breathe.
You can. It's 50 feet through the crowd. Stay close and do not slow down. Through, not around. Say it.
Through, not around.
On three. 1, 2, 3. Go!
They're coming!
Okay, hold on tight. Hang on, baby. I'm coming.
This is Alex Keys, here for the keys to the truth. Could I say key more times in one sentence? Fuck! Oh. 3, 2. Alex Keys here, because who the hell else would it be? Like, do I really need to keep introducing myself on my own podcast? Where I'm like episode 75 here. People, so if you don't have it figured out by now... Okay. Focus. 3, 2. Buckle up, bitches. It's your girl, yo. Alex Keys. What even was that? This sucks. Zoe, I wish you were here. I hate that we fought and that I keep flipping out and I don't understand why. Am I going crazy like my uncle? Those things can be hereditary, you know.
Alex, we don't have much time. We need to talk.
Rupert?
What does Professor Covington want? And does Alex alone have what it takes to deal with him? Will Zoe reunite with Alex in time to help her find the crashed object? And should we fear Malleus Corporation's Agent Decker? We'll find out next time in the stunning conclusion of The Pulse.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.
The Pulse was written by Sean French, Morgan Sylvia, and Bob LeBlanc. Created by Fred Greenhalgh. Produced by Fred Greenhalgh and Rhoda Bieza. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Production manager, Devin Shepard. Production coordinator, Angela Yee. You heard Katie Schnakis as Alex, Kena Ferguson as Zoe, Damon Allums, Daniel Bonjour, Max Cutler, Andrew Sawyer, Moira Driscoll, Tim Halligan, Crystal Porter Bazemore, Richard Doyle, Betsy Moore, and Sean French. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Dialogue editing by Marcus Begala. Sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original music by Marcus Begala with additional music from Epidemic Sound. The Pulse is a production of Realm. Undertow is also a production of Realm. Hosted by Fred Greenhalgh. Produced by Nicole Kreuter. Associate produced by Devin Shepard. Executive produced by Fred Greenhalgh and Molly Barton. Original theme by Hubert Campbell. Find more shows like Undertow by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.